The next patient is James Westbury. The last name is W-E-S-T, B like in boy, E-R-R-Y. First name, James. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old Vietnam veteran that is following this office because stage 3B, stage 4, without evidence of proteinuria. He's A2. A alpha 2, period. The patient was exposed to Agent Orange, period. He was admitted to a hospital and he was found to have a acute ischemic changes in the brain and in the frontal area through an MRI that was done January the 10th, 2023. The impression is there are two acute subacute infarcts in the left centrum semiovale. S-E-M-I-O-V like in Victor, A-L-E, measuring 0.8 and 0.9 centimeters, period. Small 0.3 subacute, acute infarct in the left frontal subcortical white matter. Additionally, there were two acute subacute infarcts in the left occipital cortex measuring 0.3 to 0.4 centimeters. The possibility of cardioembolic stroke was ruled out with a TE. That was no evidence of acute hemorrhage. Period. This patient has had the coronavirus vaccine times two and boosters times three. He has episodes of passing out in the past, in October, and whether or not this is related to the boosters that he is receiving in view of the new evidence is unknown. Period. The patient was counseled about this fact. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that was under fair control while he was in the hospital. Following number, the patient has an evidence of a hemoglobin of 10.3 on January the 13th. Whether or not he was hemodiluted or very poor intake in the hospital is unknown. We will monitor this situation. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post PCIs. The patient is taking Plavix and aspirin and is followed by the cardiologist. It seems that a loop recording has been recommended, period. Following number, several strokes recently. Following number, hyperlipidemia managed with statins. Following number, pulmonary fibrosis, most likely associated to inhalation of fumes and vapors.
as mentioned before, he was exposed to Agent Orange. We are going to schedule a follow-up in this patient that has hyperuricemia that couldn't tolerate the allopurinol because of the diarrhea. We're going to reevaluate him in 3 months with a set of laboratory workup and make the necessary changes. Period. In the hospital, he was stopped the antihypertensive medication, but the blood pressure went high, and the patient is advised to continue the medication for the blood pressure as before. Today's blood pressure 117/72. I spend 15 minutes reviewing the admission in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.